Good morning. I'm Kevin Lanford. I'm also a Mississippi State graduate student. I'm under the advisement of Angus Cadott and Dr. Fred Musser. And today I'm going to be talking about, it's kind of a part two if y'all were able to see Angus's talk yesterday, but I'm solely going to be talking about the tarnished plant bug and the approach to managing. This first slide is an older slide, but it's just kind of to give an idea of I guess, you know, why we're focusing on this management and how much tarnished plant bug is costing growers across the Mississippi Delta. This was also on Adam's previous talk. But you can see as since 2002, the cost of controlling the plant bug has considerably gone up and will probably continue to do so. Here's some things that I'm going to be talking about for tarnished plant bug control. I'll hit some and some that won't be. The first thing we're going to talk about is improved sampling techniques. The Mid-South Entomologist Working Group, the logo down the bottom, they've been focused on getting our thresholds a lot more confident. And through the same sampling techniques that Adam was just talking about, we're able to use these thresholds, and they've been improved. And like I said, these guys made it to where we're more confident in these thresholds. Next thing I'm talking about is blocking cotton away from corn, avoiding as few edges as possible when you're planting your cotton, and then also keeping this cotton away from the corn, because corn will hold so many plant bugs, and they'll their populations will take off and then move into the cotton. This field here was actually sprayed, I think, 8 or 9 times, and still was not able to control this edge effect. Early diamond applications, we like the idea of it third week of squaring with a shot of diamond, and the difference between these two bars, the dark bar did get an application of diamond at the third week of squaring, and the right side did not, and all three locations showed improvement in yield. Post plant manipulation, this begins in the spring, a good herbicide in the spring to take away a lot of these host plants for the plant bugs, keep them from building their populations. Also, Angus, I don't know if you were at the talk, he talked about the cotton being a sink, and this is a good representation of that. The corn, soybeans, and sorghum and other wild host plants continuously build up plant bug populations, and then they're able to infest the cotton. Next, we'll talk about some spraying things and other planting date manipulation and certain varieties. And like what was just mentioned in the last talk as well, was the early and late maturing varieties. These next few slides are data that were fellow graduate student Brian Adams did some planting date studies. The 1 through 4 represents 4 different planting dates, 1 being the earliest and 4 being the latest, and we were able to see differences in yield loss. The number above the bars is yield loss that occurred with each planting date. Here's kind of it all pulled together. As you see, the earlier planting dates needed less applications and also did much better in yield, as well as being sprayed and unsprayed. I also have pictures of the sprayed, unsprayed. This is again the same planting dates and their comparison of the sprayed versus the unsprayed. The next thing is for these applications, the air induction has been in use, especially with the use of Roundup and people using herbicides. So this air induction with the heavier drops for drift, but it really takes away from some of the insecticide control that you can get. And as you can see with the hollow cone,
we were able to have much higher percent mortality. This was thrown in here. We're excited to have the transform just because it's been several years since we've had something different for plant bugs, and we've been informed pretty well this morning on this product. So in conclusion, good spring management, an early spray to kill host plants, try to minimize population growth, field borders and planting of where to plant and avoiding necks of corn, certain varieties, early maturing varieties, insecticide applications. What I didn't mention was we highly suggest mixtures instead of just single insecticide applications. And bottom line is there was no silver bullet. There's no just one way. All these things together is the best bet for controlling. And I'll take any questions.
Play time for questions.
I can't. I believe they were one, Dr. Musser may know a little closer. It was Brian Adams' test. He was asking the planting date separation.
2 weeks.
2 weeks. So
Your earliest one was the last week of April, and then the last one was the
Yeah. His question is to explain the air induction nozzle. I don't know that I necessarily can, but I do understand that it has the heavier droplets to avoid the drift and about an all I can get on it. I'll try to get as many as I can. Can I go back on this thing? Yeah. I'll just pull the slide back up for you. These are just the main ones we deal with in around the Mississippi Delta area. All right. Thank you.